Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting third. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Art Shamsky. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Bailey. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Gary Sutherland. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie McAnally. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Ernie McAnally. And now, play ball. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson bunts towards the mound. McAnally fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball four. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jones moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McAnally juggles the ball. That's an error on McAnally. Jones moves to third. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McAnally fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day bunts towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunt moves to second. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball four. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky takes first base on ball four. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton takes first base on ball four. Shamsky moves to second. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bailey. Grote reaches second base with a double. There goes Shamsky trying to get to home. Bailey throws the ball into Wine, who relays the ball to Bateman, who tags Shamsky, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Singleton moves to third. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Singleton scores. Grote scores. It's 2-0, Mets. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harrelson for the out. Seaver moves to second. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrett hits a line drive to left field. Bailey throws towards the plate. Bateman fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bateman. Seaver scores. Garrett moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Mets. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive towards third. Hunt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-1 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boswell for the out. Two outs. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine strikes out. One out. Ernie McAnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a line drive towards third. Garrett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Singleton strikes out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-0 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harrelson for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garrett hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0-for-1 in the game. Sutherland hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Sutherland reaches second base with a double. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman hits a fly ball into right field. Shamsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-1 in the game. Wine takes first base on ball 4. Ernie McAnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally is 0-for-1 in the game. McAnally strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-2 in the game. Boswell hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Shamsky takes first base on ball 4. Donhan pinch runs for Art Shamsky. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Singleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Han moves to second. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt juggles the ball. That's an error on Hunt. Han moves to third. Singleton moves to second. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McAnally fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Donhan now playing center field. Ken Singleton now playing right field. Tim Foley now playing second base. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-1 in the game. Day strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Staub strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garrett is hit by the pitch. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garrett moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-3 in the game. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Garrett moves to third. Jones moves to second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fairley hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey strikes out. Two outs. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sutherland hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McAnally fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Grote hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Seaver, and towards Garrett, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Ferry pinch hits for Bobby Wine. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry strikes out. Two outs. Dave McDonald pinch hits for Ernie McAnally. Dave McDonald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDonald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rich Hacker now playing shortstop. Jim Britton now pitching. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Seaver takes first base on ball four. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Harrelson bunts towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with Sutherland covering, for the out. Seaver moves to second. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland misplays the ball. That's an error on Sutherland. Seaver moves to third. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jones takes first base on ball four. Garrett moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool takes first base on ball four. Seaver scores. Garrett moves to third. Jones moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Mets. Claude Raymond now pitching. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raymond fields it and throws to first for the out. Garrett scores. Jones moves to third. Cranepool moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-0, Mets. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0-for-1 in the game. Hahn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jones scores. Cranepool scores. Hahn moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-0, Mets. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hahn moves to third. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunt is called out on strikes. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-2 in the game. Day strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 7, and Montreal Expos, 0. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.